today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You got to buy 100 of each, and I just don't know if that's a lot of buttons. So we got to figure that out.
Ordered them.
I got the nice one. I want to order the mean one.
Well, the mean one, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Know, because that, basically, if you say, you know, you roll up and say hi as soon as we find our seats, you're going to get one button. And if you pop in, like, at the end and say, I'm one of the 178 people, you get a different button right there. That's the way that would roll, you know? Shelby said she'd never even heard of nandrolone, but after Googling it, she learned that certain types of pigs produce high levels of it, and eating pork can produce a false positive. And what did Shelby just happen to eat 10 hours before her test? A burrito made with a pig offal from a Mexican food truck. Have you...
She's sexy in that trashy, like, maybe you've... Oh, people are going to hate me. Maybe you've had some issues with your father.
What's the stat in northern Virginia? Is Virginia 70% yet? Has Virginia gotten fully vaxxed?
Virginia is in the 70s. We're doing really well, at least in northern Virginia. But that, I mean, that disappears the moment you go like past Manassas.
With the overall population of the state, that's okay, because what they're shooting for the entire country, and I haven't even checked
if you're past the battlefield, it's natural selection time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You decide to live there.
And we're the buffer.
Yeah. I just wonder.
We're the buffer between D.C. and there.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Mays, Kansas, Avon, North Carolina, the Tappan Zee Bridge.
I like that the bridge was there's a shout out to the bridge and a tunnel, if I'm not mistaken.
The Baltimore Harbor Tunnel, Turku, Finland, and Bayonne, New Jersey. I might as well not waste any time and get right to it. You might see a slightly different configuration today. I am sad to say, very sad to say, that we have lost one of our own, Rob Spiewak. Unfortunately, if you've listened to me over the last year or so, you've known that, there's been tension
on
the show. There's been, you know, and well, there's been tension with Oscar as well. And it just got to Rob. And so Rob has taken a leave of absence. And, Oscar, I just don't know.
How do we give the big reveal to the masses at home?
I don't know what better way to put it, but it's been coming for some time. I don't like to speak ill of the dead, and he's not dead. But
no.
After mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, there's so many. I've had such loyalty for Rob over the years, but I just finally said, listen. You need a cooling off period. And so he agreed. And it's indefinite. He could be back as early as tomorrow, or it could be sometime right before the holiday season. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I think we all know what the straw that broke the camel's back was with Rob. I have to be honest. The fact that he wore the same shirt 3 days in a row.
I thought it was allergies, but apparently it was allergies to us.
Yeah, it was, incidentally, while I'm doing this shtick here, and yes, it is shtick, folks, so I won't belabor it.
But, ta-da!
It is also a little bit of a fantasy.
Yeah, I thought we were just going to have like a nice, sweet open and then wish Robert III congratulations.
Yeah, for Rob who took the day, whose graduation was at 9 a.m. this morning, and his party will be a week from this Sunday. So that's...
Put that together.
Yeah, he posted a picture. He made it. He posted a picture at like 8 or 9 this morning. I think it was crack of dawn this morning.
I think he had the Peking Gourmet slated for the afternoon. You can't eat that. That's where he is right now. You can't eat that at 11 a.m., or can you?
No.
I don't know.
I think, unless it was a lunch. I don't know. We'll find out, of course, when he comes back. But Rob is taking the day, and certainly I take liberties with the schedule all the time, as many of you let me know. But congratulations to Robert III on his high school graduation. It's off to WVU, and we couldn't be prouder of both his kids, and they've done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in Rob's chair. Is that, by the way, is that Rob's chair that you're sitting in, Pony?
It is. It's very wide. I could literally sit two of me in this thing. It's amazing.
All right. So that's it. So you're in his actual chair.
I hope you know that this chair is one of one. On the back of these chairs, there's actually a sizing chart. So when you go above 300, you have three dots that you feel underneath the chair that says this is rated for above 300.
Well, it's interesting. I've got Pony here today, and it's interesting you mentioned fat because I've got an interesting piece of mail that I received at my home. Which is very unusual, if you want to do digging, anybody can find that out. I would like you to interpret this, because this letter, I will share this letter, because it's interesting, because I don't get letters like this, and it's just odd. It's kind of benign. It's not all that mean, but it's not nice either. And then, because Pony's kind of a super sleuth.
Yes.
About like our network and how we deliver the show, and also he handles all that. It's a good day for him to be sitting in here.
Super sleuth is also code word for creep for everybody at home.
I'm just going to give it to you. Carla comes in just a few hours ago and brings in the mail, and it's addressed to me with my address. And then up in the upper left-hand corner where you'd normally have a return address is my name and my address again. It is postmarked Fort Myers, Florida. So it's got a local postmark on it. And let me share the letter with
you,
all right? Hello, Michael, comma. There are now 178 people in my network that still get the TMOS bonus show for free,
ooh,
comma.
Ooh.
And we are growing the numbers at a rapid pace, period. Thanks for bringing the funny, comma, you fat ass.
Ooh.
We get it. Love your secret listeners, and then dot, 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 dot. Shh. So I thought it would be fun to share this, because I really have, because it's like, I've received much more pointed hate mail, yet this person, I would gather this person is bragging about the fact that they're getting the bonus show, which is part of our financial equation, for free.
Right.
And there are 178 people in my network that he mentioned. So while you guys stew on this a little bit, I think, and tell me if you think this is a good idea. I'd like to just seek out a rat. If there is a rat out there among the 178, we will offer total exoneration. Not that we could do anything. What do you make? Let me read it again.
Yes.
There are now 178 people in my network that still get the TMOS bonus show for free, and we are growing the numbers at a rapid pace. Thanks for bringing the funny, you fat ass. We get it. So he's bragging about stealing the show that we have, the bonus show that we did as a subscription base, and your secret listeners, and it's a local postmark. So I throw it out to both of you. What do you make of this? This is interesting, isn't it? I really have no idea.
It upsets me, and I'll get to being upset first, but have you ruled out Carla? just a thought.
No, I haven't.
Because you've been busting her chops about her social media prowess for her wonderful enterprise. Maybe she's like, I'm going to get him. And then she walked to the corner
post. Come on, I want you to put your real mean, nasty, sleuthing Oscar hat on, and Pony, Mr. Cybersecurity over there. What is this? What do you think this is? How do you interpret this? I mean, I think more than anybody else, Oscar, you like to crawl into the chat groups and just observe them, sometimes clandestinely, sometimes engaging. I don't really do it as much as anybody on the show because I find it a little interesting. This one, okay, if you're going to bust my balls, obviously people are listening, and then we get it. I guess he's referring to the fact that he gets the show for free, or she, I don't know. What would you truly make of this kind of a letter?
If I can give you a little background, just briefly about what the experience I've had with these freeloaders,
right,
as you so eloquently mentioned, and I agree with you. The people that are dumb enough to tell you that they listen for free and have somehow cheated the system, like, you know, somebody stealing somebody's Netflix password or Disney Plus or whatever it may be, to do it to a small business, like a mom and pop, takes a certain level of skullduggery where you really got to go out of your way to say, I'm not going to pay the $1.99 a show. And I'm going to show those
it
a-holes.
Does mean, but I don't also want to diminish that it means a lot to us, you know?
It does.
That 178 people, you know, is that makes a difference. You know,
look, in my eyes, if you do that, you're rolling in the karma caravan to hell.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to do that, do you spit on little kids when you walk by them? I don't know. That's the type of person I believe you are. And
Pony, what do we do? How do we sleuth this out?
Yeah, Pony, come on.
If we can at all. I mean, you're aware of stuff like this.
Yeah, imagine this is a girl you wanted to sleep with. What would you do?
No, run stop away. It. Stop with the shtick, Jackie.
No,
I'm really interested. And I'd love to know if there really are, and I doubt there are, but, you know, 178 people in the network that are doing this. Well, that's 178 listeners, so... that's great that people are listening. I wish they were paying for it. That would be, you know, it's 1 hour a week. So I'm just curious. What do you make of this?
You know, the way I see it, I do have things in place that log IP addresses and passwords and usernames. So I can see these sorts of things and deduce like when something like this is going on. But these are people that are not going to pay for the show to begin with. If they're getting it for free and they're hearing it, whatever. They're probably listening to the main show and downloading.
Let me explain something. I don't like whatever.
No, we got to fight him,
whatever,
Pony. We got to fight
whatever
him.
Whatever doesn't work for me, Pony. It works in your world. I know it's worked in your world for a very, very long time. Doesn't work in my world. I see 178 people, and if it's a legitimate number, I want to, you know. And by the way, I think that...
I mean, we can find their IP addresses. I'm sure that's possible.
Yeah?
Right. You know what? Right, so. This is what you're going to do.
You're I really don't care about the 178.
Oh, I care about that's the bottom line, baby.
I care about the individual that wrote this very nasty jigsaw-like letter to me. You know, it's just like. And by the way, I made the terrible mistake of watching the new Chris Rock. When is Chris Rock going to realize that he's a great stand-up but not a great actor? That's what that's what I want to know. That's the worst piece of crap I've seen in a long time. When you get disinterested in somebody having a machine pull their fingers off, you know, it's got to be a pretty bad movie when you're watching, you know. And it wasn't, by the way, the whole thing with Jigsaw was the, hello, Michael, we're going to play a game. They changed the voice. It just was not fun. Not fun at all. But back to the issue. Before you whatever this, you know, because I don't want you to whatever this. I want you to put on, or at least pretend to put on, your, you know, your super sleuth hat here. And, you know, what are we going to do to get to the bottom of this and find out this individual that has, he said, my network. This is his network.
This is his network.
He's offering this. Yes.
Well, like I said, there are ways that I can look through logs and figure out where, you know, if I see like 178 people all logging in under the same like username or something, I can track that down and shut it down. However, if they're so bent on getting the bonus show for free,
if you say then they're going to get it for free, I'm going to kill you.
Screw them.
I hate you and Rob anyway.
Screw them.
But I really just want, please try not to make me angry with your passivity on the show. I just try to pretend right now during this discussion that you actually really do care that people are stealing from you because you're part of this show.
Mike, yes. I care, but I care more about the people that are P1s. I care more about the people that are paying for the bonus show, the people that actually care. I put most of my energy into taking care of those folks. If there's some freeloaders,
thank you.
Screw those jerks. Let the karma or whatever get them. They're
whatever decks. Again. There's the whatever.
He doesn't like the whatever. Whatever.
Revenge.
It's tough.
Pony, don't you know by all this time, you've worked with me long enough, do you
think that I, my entire career, where I had people like Howard Stern and people like Jim Elliot and all these other people with their fangs out that wanted
me
dead, dumb. Don't you understand that whatever doesn't work in my world, whatever.
You're going to have a heart attack.
I'm going to have a heart attack. He's for vengeance. Two out of the four guys I work with are just like,
you've been violated.
Lollipops and candy canes and everything. And I try, I come in here because I really am not that bothered about it. And then I talk to whatever boy and I realize what the problem is.
I think you're going to the wrong source.
Yes.
Tell me what you want me to tell him.
Yeah, because you're not whatever. I think I'm a
man of action. Yeah. What if you said this?
He's rubbing our noses in here with this.
Well, I think we're communicating.
He's also giving me material, so I appreciate that. But
clearly, sir, that
the truth is, I really don't care. I care now.
They're stealing.
It's gonna be 10 minutes they're after stealing. The show where I forget. They're stealing.
Yes.
They're stealing from a small business.
Shame, shame. What's your name, Mike?
They're walking down the street like the Don Corleone picking an apple up, putting it in their pocket.
What if you reseal the envelope?
Yeah.
And then stuffed a picture of you giving the person.
And you're doing shtick.
The middle finger.
And
and then you say return to sender. And when it goes back to the sender, they're going to get.
Because it doesn't have a return address on it.
Mm.
It looks to be.
So there's that.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. So you're telling me both that there's nothing.
No, Mike, there's so much we do already. If we find out someone's stealing the show. I mean, honestly, Matt knows.
They're the police. We've called the police on you now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know.
Because we own what we built, and it's not through Apple, Matt knows if the ledger is off. And we discuss it on a weekly basis. So
during the discussion, Matthew said whatever twice. And he's not a trained
broadcaster. Look at him.
But he mentioned, he said he's more concerned. And I'm glad that he wants to serve the people that support this show.
Party people.
And, you know.
Party paying people.
Right. So 178 subscriptions.
It's a lot.
I
think it's inflated because that's not the erosion we're getting. And then also, Mike. There's a lot to be said about.
That's just, isn't that a little creepy that somebody would go through the trouble to do that? And I realize that I bloviate and I yell and I realize that I make my politics known and that causes a lot of consternation. Mm-hmm. A lot of the hate I get is based on political things. A lot of people that have targeted me, I've kind of observed over the years that's the way that goes. And, yesterday after complaining about the people that were concerned that we were okay about the show and all of that. By the way, we had a significant business meeting after the show yesterday, so there is good stuff coming. Yeah. I believe that we will be
pre-planned.
We'll be very, very excited to talk about that as we move out of this. But at the same time, I just always have been concerned about people that go that extra mile to hate. But this one is weird to me because
is that person's life? That they have time to do this.
Yeah, that's true.
Miss or sir, why would you ever, of all
how
things...
How small am I that I'd like to punish them?
No, the snail mail thing really creeps me out because it screams desperation or, may I say, low IQ. Because maybe they don't know how to use the internet and somebody takes the stolen show, puts it on a tape, and then they have to listen to it on some sort of analog device.
I don't know.
Maybe.
What do you think?
Maybe
Tony,
they're
what
not
do you
stealing
think? What do you think
it.
They do? How do you think you would be...
like Tradio.
Give a primer. If somebody wants to steal the bonus show, what's the best way for them to go about it?
Share a password. Share a password with a friend.
Yeah.
Share a password with a friend.
I don't know how to feel about this. I really don't. Because on one hand, I'm creeped out because it's like, hey, I'm stealing from you, and I thought I'd let you know. That's just so mean.
I think it's
so hateful.
It would be painful I don't know how they feel if they realize that it all counts. Like all of this engagement counts. I'm not going to tell you how, but
yeah,
keep listening.
Okay, I get it. No, I get that. I get that.
Listen harder.
How does that make you feel, Oscar, when you hear about this? You get it to a degree. Rob gets it to a degree. It's just the land that, you know, I think of the people that are really, really public figures, like really well known. We're limited known at best. And what it must really be like to live in that world, you have to have strategies.
It's not singular to our world. When Bode was up and running, people used to love telling Chad and I that they were stealing our content
because you were all subscription. Right?
Yes, it was one show and then one subscription. So half of it was subscription.
Half of 50%.
Yes.
So they loved telling you that they loved telling us
that they were screwing us. And it stung maybe the first 100 times. And since you do that for a decade, let's just add that up, maybe 10 a year. And then I sat there and I evolved a little bit as a human being, and I realized, well, who's actually winning here? Like, what is happening on the other side of that post or that tweet or that direct message is that they are so empty inside and so sad with their life, whether it be large or small, whatever it may be, because it's not economic. It's not economics. It's not you can't afford it. It's you just don't care. And if you don't care about what we do, what else don't you care about? I feel bad for your family, sir.
Care. It's that they do care. They care about the hate.
Mike, that's what I'm saying. They don't care enough to understand that doing something like that completely affects not just the finances of a small business, but also outs how devious the person. Like, you have to, like, it, does it count? Does it not count if you're already stealing? Do you have to tell the world, or are you dumb enough to tell the people you're doing it?
Mm-hmm.
It's time and place.
Do you ever think when you get hate mail and you've gotten your share of it, when you read about? Do you ever think, spend time thinking about it? Do you ever? I do. Anybody listening to this show would know that I do. I wonder, I kind of think enough about it when it happens for intense, brief periods of time to think, where would it come from? I think there are websites based in the Washington, D.C. area where I think maybe it came from a particular guy that had a financial relationship with me in my old restaurant, and when the restaurant went out, he didn't get his last paycheck, and I think it might be that, but I have no idea whether it would be true, and he was the founder. Then I'll move on. But in general, I think that a lot of mine comes from political. The way I talk about politics, because it intensified during the, as America got more divided, I got more of that on the receiving end. And I've kind of, when I say I've moved past that, I've moved past it to a degree, but I used to engage and put it on the show a lot more. It's just people don't want to hear that at all anymore.
I'm going to text you something that you probably don't realize. I care. I don't care. I think for a long time, Mike, you've known that my standard line is thank you for listening. Because if you're engaging anything I have to do, whether it's hate or love or support or whatever, anything, whether it's negative, positive, if you're engaging with the brand, I thank you and I salute you because I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I got
that's
you.
That's true. I take it more personally.
I am not, and I'm going to text this to you because you can't, you're a blabbermouth, Mike. You're a blabbermouth.
Yes. All right.
I can tell you now that the people that think they're anonymous are not anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to text this now. Pad with me, Pony, if you don't mind. Pad for me.
Yes. All right. So, all right, Pony. So what I just put it out there, to ask you if you've had other examples of this, where somebody may be not only stealing, you obviously are aware of people that would try to steal the content, but you're also aware of anybody that would be bragging about it at all?
You know, it's weird that they're bragging about it because that they're reaching out to you and engaging with you directly, because they're definitely saying that, like, I care about the show, but, you know, if you care about the show, then why would you, you know, help people get it for free? It's just so strange.
Because they want to listen. At the bottom, if there are 170, listeners that are listening to the bonus show, you know, as much as I hate the fact that it's screwing the people that support us out of that time, I'm just curious. I'm always curious about this type of thing. You know, it's very, very interesting to me where something comes from. And I'm curious. I'm curious about that. And I am thank you for listening like Oscar is. I'm go F yourself if you want to mess with me. And, it's just the only thing that bugs me a little bit is when it's talking about mi familia, you know, yes, coming to our casa.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, they breached the perimeter.
But people put pictures and postings of what my little townhouse is valued in Georgetown.
Well, that's good, Oscar. I will not blabber that, but that is a good thing.
Yeah, so we know. We know. And right. I know names. Mm-hmm. But just don't tell anybody. That's all I ask you.
Maybe share those with me sometime?
Absolutely.
Do you think I'd know the names? Would I be familiar with the names?
100%. It's the usual suspects.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Loserville, population 3.
Okay. All right. Now I understand what you're talking about.
All right. Mm-hmm. Someone will post, hey, wonder how much Oscar's house in Georgetown that my father helped me pay for, and then he stopped helping me so we don't have anything new, is worth. So then somebody will pop up my address. No problem. Easy peasy. So if they can find me, a man who lived off the grid for 3 years, they can find anybody.
It's just weird. It's weird. You know what? We exist in our own little world here. Our world that's significant enough where we come in and we do this show. And it's so
wasn't
fun
that a happy
to do
text,
this show.
That news?
It was that you just received?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to know.
Like, I care.
You
know? I care enough to go that deep.
Well, it makes me, also say, throw a little carrot that way.
So deep.
You know?
Put maybe your butt reverse, to sleep.
Maybe reverse policy.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this.
Well, if you're going to do that again, then go ahead.
All right. Right? Or back in the mix.
That's the, to me, that's the way Don Corleone would handle it. So I think that's pretty cool.
And, that way we can find out what's really going on.
I think we're on the same page.
That'd be a lot of
fun. Tony, you have no idea what we're talking about because I did not.
That's okay. And most of the listeners don't either. So that's very, very cool. So it just, it was not 2 hours ago. I received this correspondence, and I came in here, and that was that.
At least stick something in there, like a pic. Something. You know what I mean? Can you say that? I don't know if you can say that.
No, you can't.
My apologies.
Look, I will continue this discussion throughout the show.
Don't get any ideas.
I'm on it, and I'm very energetic, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking even more clearly now, because I took a trip two evenings ago. Sorry that I got it wrong. And went to the cemetery pharmacy that has all the old people stuff. It's the old people's Toys R Us. It's got all the really cool canes and braces. And I think I mentioned that the brain enhancement stuff, Prevagen, was completely. Why did you do that? Why
it's
did you
garbage.
Go
it's total garbage.
You've taken it?
No, I haven't taken it, but it's total BS.
Well, just wait a second before you give. Now, you're not whatever about that. You're strong with your opinion about that. I bought the chewables, and I'm on my second day of chewing on them. Why are you, now, this is sold out all over the place. I don't know whether it's enhancing my mental acuity. What's that?
It physically can't. It's a protein, right? It's a protein from jellyfish. Okay, what happens when you eat protein? It breaks down into amino acids, which is just like the building blocks of protein.
This guy.
So it just gets into your bloodstream like any other protein you eat, and it doesn't go to your brain as anything other than regular old amino acids, just like everything else.
Hey, Dr. Fauci, are you this passionate when you're laying out the spot load for the week? Because I hope you are.
No.
Or when we had absolutely no connection, where a line had been cut. Here we go. I'll just bring this up just because it's fun, because you guys are such slacker morons. Let me do this the other day.
That was the most energy I've seen Bunny have since pre-pandemic. It was great.
What was the day that we were cut off? Was it Monday?
Monday at Lunas.
Monday.
Yes.
Hold on just a second.
Would that be the 14th, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. Look at me knowing the dates like an adult.
All right. Very good. Let me see here.
I didn't say Shannon. It's today, Thursday.
Monday.
This morning. That was embarrassing.
Oh, hell. I can't find it because I'm losing my mind.
Maybe the chewables weren't the right move.
Chewables. I love chewables. You know, vitamins, probiotics, put them in a gummy form, make them taste like candy. I'm all for that. That'll be in the... in the news today, too. You'll have
news.
That. But Pony said we were connected when we literally had no connection.
Yeah, I did see that come through, and then I was like, yeah, you might want to double check that, sir.
That was regrettable.
Yeah. He's on autopilot. Unless you bring up FDA approved? Are they FDA approved?
They are not FDA approved.
Yeah, non-FDA approved drugs.
Monday at 2:41 p.m., hours after the line had been cut, Mike and Oscar are connected and ready to go. Awesome, I wrote, but I don't have internet.
Ooh.
Sorry, the connection button looks solid at first. Are you having an outage?
Yeah, he's on button.
Maybe you ought to eat some Prevagen, for Christ's sake. All right, you should do that at the same time. But anyway, thanks for listening, folks. We appreciate that, all of you. And please keep supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. We certainly would appreciate that. It's me, it's Oscar, it's him. We'll continue with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple of beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeOMaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't know who that guy was. Was that a newbie that we have doing the voiceover? I'm not sure who it was.
That is, you guys don't do that. What is it? Matt Bazinet.
Bazinet.
Thank you, Matt. Nice new voice. Hey, Father's Day is fast approaching. Why, as a matter of fact, it's this Sunday. Ye God. So what do you give a guy who already has grilling tools and too many neckties? Neckties. How about just ties? How about the gift of memories? Legacy Box is an effortless way to have his outdated media digitally preserved to a modern format. Get those boxes of old home movies out of storage and get them on a thumb drive, a DVD, or the cloud. Legacy Box is a way for you to easily and affordably preserve the past digitally. The process is so easy. Pack and send. Their team digitizes everything by hand. Then you enjoy perfectly preserved digital copies. You'll be dad's favorite for sure. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we all did. Get started preserving your family's legacy today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 50% off your first order. Dad'll love that you got a bargain. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer. Then send it in when you're ready. Legacy Box is great for you or someone you love, like Papa. Oh, Papa. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Do it for dear old dad. Okay, it's coming up from a week from tomorrow. I'm going to be out in Seattle. No, actually, Spokane, Washington. Thursday, June 24th. Save the date and come on out to Osprey, 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, from 4 to 6 p.m. There it is. There's the Osprey. Very nice, Pony. You're doing a great job. It's 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, 4 to 6 p.m. You can hang with me and the fam. The Osprey Restaurant and Bar features a heated patio, gluten-free and vegetarian options, plenty of free parking, and a pristine view of the Spokane River. Looks beautiful. I've looked at the webpage. It really looks like a beautiful spot. So I'd love to have you come out and see me June 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. It's a little happy hour. And then, who knows, Carla takes the kid back to the hotel and, you know, I get to
a second meet some location. Of
those lovely ladies. Yes. Hello, Mrs. Bastard. 700 North Division Street in Spokane. I'll see you there. You can get the directions, menu, and more at OspreySpokane.com. I like it with just the Osprey. That works for me very well. Now, I've got to press a couple of different buttons here because I got all
We're here for you, Mike. We're here for you.
I was trying to do this.
I'm hoping the buttons come in on time. I'll find out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I met Mike O'Mara, and he was okay.
That's
not nice, not mean, but okay.
Oh, it's just going to be one button? I thought it was he was nice, and then he was mean. I thought that
you got to buy 100 of each, and I just don't know if that's a lot of buttons. So we got to figure that out.
Have we even ordered them yet?
No. I got the nice one. I want to order the mean one.
Well, the mean one, I'd like to see that. You know, because that basically, if you say, you know, you roll up and say hi as soon as we find our seats, you're going to get one button. And if you pop in like at the end and say, I'm one of the 178 people, you get a different button right there. That's the way that would roll, you know. I'd be upset with you.
Gotta ship them directly to Dirk.
Hey, I found it. Thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
You know, I'm getting to be with Jeff Bezos a lot like I was with the Kardashians when it comes to stories that come by. There's a lot of Jeff Bezos out there, and I'm getting to the point where I don't even want to share it. But when it comes to his ex-wife, Mackenzie, I get intrigued because I like what she's up to.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. So he's preparing to launch himself into space. And while he's doing that, because he can, his ex-wife, Mackenzie, just gave away another $2.7 billion to various charities. That's on top of the $6 billion she gave away last year. Mackenzie and her new husband, Dan Jewett, that's another fun thing for me. Her new hubby, that happened
right
away.
He's like a school teacher.
Yeah. They say that they're troubled by the increasing concentration of wealth among just a few people, and their goal is to, quote, give away a fortune that was enabled by systems in need of change. See, I like this. A lot of these bat pals of mine down here, not so much. See, I still like that.
Yeah, but isn't she giving away his money?
Yeah, that's okay. She's giving it away. As long as she's giving it away, that's great, you know, yeah. But it's not great for him. You know that pisses
yeah,
him off.
Yeah, he's going to space with
right.
his brother.
He's going to space because he can, and yeah, why does he have to go? Is he really going to do anything than shoot his bald head up into space and get his jollies on like a rich guy would, right?
And
I mean, come on.
Well, the timing is brutal because this is exactly what stealing your thunder is. Like, this story didn't have to come out until after he went to space.
I don't know which is worse, Jeff Bezos going up to space or people stealing this show. Mackenzie is
toss up.
Is worth roughly $60 billion. She and Jeff divorced in 2019, and she walked away with a 4% stake in Amazon. After the split, she signed the Giving Pledge, which is a promise by rich people to give away the majority of their wealth. It was designed by Warren Buffett and Bill and another happy lady, Melinda Gates, who will probably be doing the same thing to Bill because Bill apparently fondled everybody he came in contact with at his company.
Do you subscribe to the theory that if the two richest men on the planet, or two of the richest men on the planet, couldn't find joy in one marriage, can any man?
Yeah, because it's if you have a marriage that's not predicated on that, it's blissful. And I'm probably jinxing myself, but I'm going to give a knock, knock, knock that I got somebody that really doesn't care. I mean, I got somebody
they weren't
walked
wealthy. They weren't wealthy when they got together, especially Bezos. Like, he was.
Yeah, but I mean, I got somebody who walked down the aisle with me like hours after I got fired. So I think that was the kind of the deal. Whereas previously, I was in situations where I think the money had a lot to do with it. Hate to say that, but you know, it's just my opinion. But it's interesting. Yeah. So who knows?
I just see a lot of these memes and I look at them and I laugh and I cry a little bit. But then I laugh.
I think sometimes you've got very, very interesting motivations, you know. I'll have a talk with you off air about it. It's pretty interesting stuff when you think about the way a certain segment of society acts. I haven't really done a deep dive with you personally about that. It's you know, I observe it a lot more now, and I see it, and it's interesting because in a way it's more intense, in a way it's not. In a way they mask it, but it's more really there. So that's being a little cryptic. Where do you guys line up on Kevin Hart? Yay, nay? How do you feel about?
Oh, he lost me. When he was in the back of a Lexus in Las Vegas, like any other John, with his girlfriend, I wasn't upset about the infidelity to his then wife. I was upset that he did it in such a cheesy way. Then yeah. He got me back after the car accident where he almost died and made his way back. And then I watched his reality show as he had to go through all these iterations of how to run a business, but also be publicly shamed and then come out on the other side. So I'm a fan.
Well, he dealt with the Twitter troll, and you know, I just didn't think that I'm not a fan of his comedy. I'm a fan of you know, his success. I think he's done great. A troll tried to tell Kevin Hart he wasn't funny, and maybe the guy was right because Kevin's reply wasn't funny, but it did put the guy in his place. Here's what he said, quote, "I have three stand-up comedy specials that fall in the top 10 highest-grossing comedy specials of all time. Two of my specials are in the top three of all time. I've been the highest-grossing comedian in entertainment for years now." I just don't see some of these guys doing that all the time.
Mike, they're subscribing to
prioritizing that.
They're subscribing to our mandate yesterday. Tell the world how great you are.
Yeah.
And shut them up.
I suppose, yeah. But not
our next post after this show airs, so people can listen. We are so effing popular. We have 170 people stealing our show.
He says, quote, "I have also been the highest grossing comedian in the box office with over $4 billion in earnings. I've also turned my comedic talent into a place of business and branding and radio and other revenue streams. I rarely talk blank, but I feel the need to today." So he got fed up with a guy that was trolling him, and he decided to tell him
probably
all about
sitting at home, some quiet time, finally, away from all his kids. He's on the crapper being like, I wonder what's going on with the world. This hits him. Well, you get anybody on a bad day, anything's possible.
You know what? I'm not going to throw any rocks at Kevin Hart because I get pissed off at people that troll me all the time, too. And especially when you do it at my home.
I'm going to get you. Snail mail.
I'm going to get. Anyway, moving right along. But I don't think he's funny, and he should have said something funny in there. That might have been fun. Olympic track and field star Shelby Houlihan. I'm not sure I know her.
Let me take a gander.
She, please do an image search on her. Yes. She holds the American records for the 1,500 and 5,000 meters. It looks like we won't be seeing her in Tokyo this summer. Shelby just got slapped with a 4-year ban after testing positive for the anabolic steroid nandrolone.
Ooh.
That sounds like a try new nandrolone. but she says the only thing she did wrong was eat a tainted pork burrito. That's interesting.
Oh no. This isn't East Germany in the 1980s type of situation. Yeah. But there does seem something that's not natural.
In a lengthy Instagram post, Shelby said she'd never even heard of nandrolone, but after Googling it, she learned that certain types of pigs produce high levels of it, and eating pork can produce a false positive. She also said that pig organ meat, also known as, offal, has the highest levels of nandrolone. And what did Shelby just happen to eat 10 hours before her test? A burrito made with a pig offal from a Mexican food truck. Have you...
she's sexy in that trashy, maybe you've... Oh, people are going to hate me. Maybe you've had some issues with your father.
She says officials rushed to judgment and denied her due process. But with U.S. track and field trials kicking off this weekend, it looks like she's out of luck. I think they do weird stuff with that testing sometimes, and it's on and done. You know, I mean, the last sports figure tested was a horse.
Have you seen the documentary? Very true. The doc with Lance
Armstrong?
Yes, the one where they actually chronicle how they busted him.
Yeah, because he had a factory doing it for him, right?
He had a doctor that was helping everybody dope.
Right.
And finally, somebody was doping with him outed him because he was stomping around saying that he beat cancer and he was Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that dopes knows.
If you get a chance to text me a picture of that young lady before the news,
I'll take care of that right now.
Really super cool. All right, sunburn stuff. Down here in Florida, we deal with it all the time. I deal with it. The big thing now is you wear those sleeves when you go out in a short sleeve shirt on the golf course. You wear a sleeve to protect you. A lot of people are doing that. I load up with the sunscreen every day. These are some tips and some answers to questions. Number one, does shaving cream help a sunburn? So that's after you get burned. If you come in and you put your shaving cream on, well, yes and no. Hey, thanks for the help. I appreciate a yes and no. It won't magically get rid of the sunburn, but they usually have menthol, which has cooling effects and helps with inflammation. So if you've got a menthol-based noxzema kind of thing, that might help.
Don't use toothpaste.
Does aloe help? Yes, of course. Well, they make products that are after some with aloe. Aloe vera is the most popular thing people use. Helps with the pain, redness, inflammation, and it makes your skin produce more collagen, so it heals faster. Does vinegar help? Maybe, but it could also make things worse. Some people swear apple cider vinegar works for sunburns. No, apple cider vinegar you can use to kill weeds. Like if you've got them in between pavers on a
sidewalk.
Also
great for heartburn.
It'll do that. But vinegar is acidic, so you have to dilute it a lot. And do you want to smell like that when you're going to bed? I mean, I don't think so. Does lotion help a sunburn? Yes, but it should be non-oil-based. Anything with oil can trap the heat. And coconut oil is the same way. It can help, but, you know, that's for all those people heading out to the beaches this weekend. So how about that? Okay. Oh, no, I didn't mean to play that one. I wanted to play that one. The House of Representatives is expected to vote Wednesday. That's today. They may have already voted. I don't know what the very latest is as we take.
Let me look.
That would establish June 19th as Juneteenth National Independence Day, a U.S. federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. The bill is expected to pass the House after the Senate unanimously passed the legislation Tuesday. I cannot think of a better national holiday. It was previously blocked by conservative senator and all-round douche schnozzle Ron Johnson of Wisconsin in 2020, but he dropped his objection this week. Oh, thanks, Ron. Thanks, Ron from Wisconsin.
As of 3:43 p.m. Eastern, Dingleberry. Not completely. The House has not voted yet. Almost okay. There.
All right, so anyway, they're going to pass it, so despite that guy. So I'm happy for that. And now it's time for a little something. Something the makers of Carnation Instant Breakfast are rolling out a new Cinnabon protein drink later this month that's supposed to taste like the real thing, but with 10 grams. Oh, did you send me the picture of the lady?
Oh, yes, I did.
All right, let me see.
I'll pad for you.
Right.
10 grams?
That's honey grams
or
grams?
What type of... illicit grams.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right?
Golden gram?
I'd look at the outfit. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see her do the hurdles.
DM me if you want the picture.
I'm terrible. We're both terrible. Send letters to both of us.
Pole vaults.
Sorry about that. So it's 10 grams of protein, 21 vitamins, and only 240 calories. An actual Cinnabon packs about 900. They also debuted a bunch of cereal-flavored protein drinks earlier this year, including Fruit Loops, Golden Grahams, and Frosted Flakes. The Frosted Flakes version isn't available nationwide yet, but it should be later on this month, kids. Get excited about that. The Cinnabon protein shakes will be part of the new diabetes drink collection and sold in aisle A1C. Thank you very much. That's exciting. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Oscar about a lot of things. Play the thing. There it is. Turn it up a little bit. Just a little bit. Don't be meek. Don't be timid.
I like you mean it.
There it is. Yeah, don't be whatever. Yeah, there it goes. It's cranking. We'll talk to Oscar about Oscar's world and what's going on in his wonderful life right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Amen. Thank you. Hi, Maddie.
Anybody it's Ashley. From her?
Ashley.
Oh, it's Ashley. It's not Maddie.
Yeah. No, Matt, we've actually corresponded with Matt. Maddie's doing great.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Ultimate Ears Fits. Maybe it's Maddie that sent me that letter. I hear ye, hear ye. Let's
that
talk ears.
That would be funny.
Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while. And, you know, I don't like things to be uncomfortable for you or for me. Ultimate Ears Fits true wireless cut. I should say it the right way. Ultimate Ears Fits. True wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go and they feel great. Ultimate Ears fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LED transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows, like this one, right up till bedtime, and for either music or voice. The sound is absolutely amazing. And if you don't love them, like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. That's an easy website, and we appreciate it. We haven't really talked, Oscar, about the big plan. I am heading out west coming this Friday, and the boys will be doing a big move coming up down to our main location.
Yes.
We've been doing it slowly but surely, probably since the beginning of the year. So you're ready kind of to talk about this now discuss what's going on? Because it's kind of a big deal for our show. It's very exciting.
It's a big, big, big deal. So you'll see a new version of the video presentation, because it will be in a different set, Rob and I, and Pony for that matter. And seeing the studio that we've been building over the course of the pandemic and having the ability to run two different locations at the same time because of the pandemic has been a blessing. We were literally able to run a full team out of Wisconsin Avenue, which is right in the near the heart of the city in Washington, D.C., for those of you around the country, and then in downtown D.C. So by design, if someone got sick and tested positive, they could stay on this side of Oz, where we would make sure that the teams were siloed. Now that everybody's vaccinated, it only makes financial sense to move forward with the consolidation of all the studios downtown at a much larger location with a metro accessible space, but also with the room to grow that we all need, not just for the show, but Podville.
I had recommended during the heart of the pandemic, if anybody is familiar with the television program Sweet Tooth, I had recommended dealing with anyone that would come down with coronavirus to be treated like that, where they would be, whatever studio they were in or control room, they would be immediately wrapped in plastic and then the studio would be set afire. But that was vetoed. I said that would be the safest way to deal with that. And, you know, they said we don't want to lose any more people than we have
Mike,
to.
It's impressive. Mm-hmm. You've seen it. Mm-hmm. You've seen, you got a chance to check in and see the build out process. Now that we've built out, the space is a dream come true. And to see Rob walk in not a week ago today, because he had to come in for the very first time, and for me to mention to him on a speakerphone, please wear shoes, that actual shoes and not flip flops, and please wear long pants, not dress pants, but at least jeans. And him catching an attitude with me. And then me saying, it's not like I haven't asked you before and you do what you want. I'm just asking.
If Rob
you.
Had his way, and we're talking about total comfort,
yes.
he would wear for anybody that's familiar with the old television show Hee Haw, he would wear a Junior Samples outfit, which would be overalls and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
What he wears now, does he still wear cargo shorts?
No,
I mean, it's one thing to wear shorts.
I haven't seen them.
Are they of the cargo variety?
I haven't seen him. And I think he's done it by design. So I do appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Good.
But I had to warn him.
Yeah.
Because this is an adult building. And then when he finally arrived.
There's nobody sloppy that you work with down there in the new employees that are down there. There's nobody that would fit into the category of maybe just a little rumpled.
There is a transition in the workforce where people, including myself, were getting away with murder because that's just the way you'd work on Zoom. No one would ever see you. So the transition now is happening where we're not asking people to dress up. We're just saying, hey, what about a golf shirt instead of a t-shirt? So there is that turn. But for Rob Spiewak, who is client-facing and will talk to clients person-to-person, you got to look like you at least care about yourself, right? Just a little bit.
All right, here's the thing. I'm fat like Rob's fat. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have the fat thing going right now. The thing is, though, I can get away with a certain look because of my number one activity, which you can be a fat, sloppy guy, but you happen to look a little put together because they make, you know, these king-size golf outfits that you can get away with wearing. And I'm not talking about from the movie Falling Down, where the guy wears the big bun on his head, the big fluffy hat. I'm talking about where you can wear some modern
stuff. Tucked in golf shirt. No big deal.
But Rob is still in the cotton t-shirt zone. And the cotton t-shirt zone is something where when he comes back, I think, well, we can't really afford it anymore. This is not like the old show where we pay for a makeover.
Mike, it's I'm not affording that. And he just, look, I think we got him to a solid spot. And I don't want to belabor the point where he's actually trying if you ask.
He's going to have to come in there every day, right? He's coming
down every day.
To deal with clients, not just for this show, but for other shows where they really do have guests.
Yes, yes.
And it's not Joey Chestnut, you know, who can eat 500 hot dogs.
No, the Twitch guy. It's the Dr. Fauci's of the world. So
exactly.
For me, it was fascinating to see through his eyes because you don't take what we've built for granted, but you have seen it so many times already that when he walked in, he was just. His mouth was wide open. I can't believe this is what it is.
Is he going to have an office?
TBD. TBD.
That's a no.
It depends. It really depends.
Tony, you've been down there too?
Yeah, I go there every morning and then I come over here before we do the
very
show.
Very nice digs, aren't they? It's really a professional place. And by the way, I saw it when it hadn't been fully expanded. You know, I mean, that's very cool.
Tony has a parking pass.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's very, very exciting.
He's official.
That's cool.
So we're excited. And the move just...
And it's going to be called Podville. No longer Podcast Village. Podville Media. There's a name change. And the Mike O'Mara Show in Washington, D.C. will be originating. We'll be the flagship show from down there, as we were when Podcast Village was up in another location. And by the way, the address down there is like where, you know, that's where the movers and shakers are.
Yeah.
In that part of the nation's capital.
And we've got... Send your letters, but security will stop you before you get to the floor.
Well, for that guy that sent the letter, you know, I think that's a good thing. I think it's very, very cool.
At least there wasn't a tooth in there. Programming note, and we'll talk about this later on. As Mike is gone, Mike will check in during his road trip as he can. There will be shows next week.
Yeah, if I can do it. Anyway, we'll take a break. And it is a vacation, for Christ's sake. But I have to justify writing off the air. Half our meeting yesterday was,
guys, on these days, I'm going to call in.
I am going to call in. I'm going to call in. I promise. Bringing my computer. There you go. Anywho, we'll take a break. When we come back, speaking of travel, I want to know about these variants. We'll do that when we come back.
Hey, y'all, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America, this is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears...
That one's gone.
That's enough of that. Jesus Christ. Enough of the hate for no apparent reason whatsoever. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Mike O'Hare Show. Very good pun. Brought to you by Aura. Aura. Look, A-U-R-A is Aura. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft, and 23% of those people don't get their money back after the attack. You could be their next victim. Aura can help. Aura provides digital security protection from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. By the way, I subscribe to this. I use it. I may have trouble pronouncing it at the beginning of the commercial, but I use it. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. Aura is there. Aura is easy to set up. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that has your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription, keeps you in control, and it guides you through solving any issues. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access to 3 months free and 3 months free when you visit aura.com/TMOS. This trial is for an extremely limited time and won't last long, so act now. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/TMOS.
Want to support the show? Aura, yeah. Aura.
Aura, Aura. Thank you. All right, Oscar, I asked you to do a little research on this. I'm getting a little nervous when I seem to do worse when I'm listening to cable news in the car. And I'm just listening to the audio because it just the Debbie Downer factor really freaks me out. And you're hearing a lot about these, I guess it's the Indian variant now of COVID-19.
I thought they gave it a wonderful name, Delta.
Yeah, because I don't want to use locations or, you know, like any sort of like ethnic ties on these variants. So people don't want to, they don't want people saying,
exactly. They don't want to go to the Bangkok Express.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So it's the Delta variant, and there's, you know, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, what I'm to understand about the variants, that if you are vaccinated, even if you were to contract one of these more virulent strains, you wouldn't get nearly as sick if you are vaccinated. That's one of the givens that I is that what
quick
you guys
sidebar
are hearing
to? Was yeah. Delta Force was that a what who was the protagonist in Delta Force, the actor?
I have no idea because I don't
Chuck
want you
Norris.
To blow up
was it Chuck
action
Norris?
Adventure. You know,
no,
I mean, sounds Bruce like Willis. A Chuck Norris thing.
No, it's got to be Chuck Norris. Just quick sidebar. No, no, I would definitely
Arnold
know that. I wish. Back to
Vin Diesel. Yeah,
back to the variants. All right. If you are vaccinated and not a rube, the odds of you getting terminally ill are much lower. Much, 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 much lower.
Well, I'm getting on a plane, and I got my little, speaking of Delta, I got my little marching orders for how I'm supposed to do it, where, you know, they're going to offer some snacks, but you can eat pulling your mask down, then put it back up. And I'm I was kind of hoping that maybe a COVID vaccination card would give me the free pass, but it doesn't.
My flight
keep the mask
to
on.
Boston mm-hmm. was fully masked. This before there yeah. before you could drink and take a sip. I looked at Shannon. I said, Shannon, if you're thirsty, knock it out right now. Because once we get on that plane, we're not going to be the couple that's doing everything they can do to make it about them.
Right.
So long flight with a mask, probably uncomfortable.
Okay.
I would stick some Mike and Ikes inside the mask before you get on the plane. So when you get some sort of, you need just a little taste of something, you just push the Mike and Ike up your beard and into your gullet.
Yeah, like a chipmunk.
You know, as I'm thinking about this right now, Friday morning when we fly out of Miami, and that's, by the way, where we're going to fly because that's where the nonstops are. And so
that's brutal.
We're driving over to Miami. Well, it's 2 hours, you know, but it sucks. But I'd rather do that than connect. I hate connecting. I hate doing that. For me, Oscar, I've always felt this way with my phobic flying. One takeoff and landing, enough for me on each trip. That's the way I like
it. Why connect when you can go direct?
Exactly. Why settle when you can select? So I'm going out there, and this will be the longest I've worn a mask because we've done it where we, you know, you go to the grocery store, you come back, you go to a restaurant, you walk to the table, you take it off, then you eat, then you walk out. This is even, you know, pre-vaccination. I didn't do that.
You're so lucky that you're in Florida because you didn't have this like top 10 metropolis issue where everywhere you went, mask. Hallway of your condo, mask. Walking outside,
get the
mail, mask.
If I was an idiot, I'd probably increase my odds of getting it if I went out in great old Florida where more people, you know, had probably got sick because of course the stats might say I'm wrong, that their stats were just as good as the places that were more stringent about mask requirements. That's an argument that can go on.
I'm happy
on
we're
and
evolving
on.
And we're starting slowly as a population and Americans in some instances to get our mojo back.
Yeah. And I agree also with the with Bill Maher when he talks about us fatties. That, you know, that the vast majority of people that died from COVID. Is this true? We're obese.
Natural selection.
That was the natural
selection. That's what he said, right? I thought. No.
I don't know if he said it quite that way, but he has a point. He has a point. I own it. I own that completely.
Yeah, I was crossing my fingers for RPL, Roly Poly Yoli, yeah. RPY.
I was worried about
the show.
I was.
I said. I think I told. I'm like, I can't believe we're talking about this. Let me get Pony on the camera here. Pony, true or untrue? I said, if anybody's going to go, it's going to be Spiewak. And God willing, we hold on to Mike for another couple years.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, okay, what is it? People that are obese and diabetic, and we're like, Jesus Christ, we're screwed.
But I also said,
speaking of that, hard fast coming up because even with the vacay, I hope my wife's not listening. Carla, you home? Maybe not. Good. You know, I got the big revisit with the doc. You know, now it's like 3 months to 3 months. Where he checks me out, so it'll be the party's over.
You're
for a while,
fine. You know? The line I gave Pony was something along the lines is, if Mike was going to die, he would have died during his second hip surgery.
Yeah,
COVID's not taking him out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. First hip surgery.
No, the second one. I thought you were going to go.
No, this is the first one's the one where I got the blood clots.
No, I know that you survived that. So
I survived that, and I fell out of bed, for God's sake.
The way you would have gone, though, is on the second one. Like, no big deal. One, that's what I told him.
That's not going to be as bad. And then it's just like, I thought it was.
That's when you go. But I thought Rob wasn't going to make it out of Leesburg.
Look, I think that... I'm looking forward to it, but as far as this this little break where I go out and I see some listeners, going to have a couple of adult beverages.
Oh my God! Please start talking about this now. What is your go-to? Is it fist bump? Is it elbow? What are you going to do? You got to tell people now because it gets really awkward.
A fist bump. I'm comfortable with fist bumps.
Left or right fist?
Right fist.
Okay.
Right fist, and then I'm going to have Carla bring like a bucket.
Okay.
Of sanitizer, and I'm just going to stick my whole fist in it. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Because you have to tell people, because the dance of awkwardness when you're it doesn't matter, especially
we're doing it on the golf.
Yes,
there's a lot of this.
What are we doing?
Hey, good.
What are we doing?
Good game there, like that. I just as much as I'm a believer in being as safe as you can. I do have to feel, 70% of New York now is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to that state. I'm kind of thinking that, I'll be sneaking a few, maybe pulling the mask up over under my nose a little bit, just grabbing the air. Because I hate it. I hate the mask.
What about a snorkel?
It's just frustrating to do it like that. But the variants, what do you know about the variants?
If we are vaccinated, I think we're in a good spot, regardless of which variant comes our way.
Okay.
Do I believe that in the fall we were going to have some sort of surge? Yes, but if we're vaccinated, it's not going to be like last time. Doesn't matter which variant is here. It's we're going to be in a better spot. For me, when people say that they're not vaccinated at this point in mid-June, I question their intelligence.
Is it? Yeah, but it's not necessarily that as much. It's become such a politicized thing. So
I think we're beyond that now. It's like a FOMO situation where you see people doing different things. You walk into a bar here in D.C. If you're vaccinated, boom, mask off.
I think it's more of a TOMO situation. I haven't talked to him.
Mm-hmm. I owe him a call.
Yeah. I'm sure he hasn't been vaccinated. He hates that kind of stuff anyway. But what's
if the president was vaccinated? President, if Donald Trump's vaccinated,
He snuck it while they weren't looking. He got vaccinated. That's why. What's the stat in Virginia? Is Virginia 70% yet? Has Virginia gotten fully vaxxed?
Virginia is in the 70s. We're doing really well, at least in Northern Virginia. But that disappears the moment you go like past Manassas.
Mm. Yeah, where it
you
drops
get up in Gainesville
off.
But immediate,
with the overall population of the state, that's okay because what they're shooting for is getting 70%. That's the number. That's the number we're shooting for the entire country. Yeah. And I haven't even checked.
If
on
you're past the battlefield, it's natural selection time, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He decided to live there,
and we're the buffer. Yeah. I just wonder
the
buffer between D.C. and there.
I wonder getting on a plane going to Salt Lake City. I just wonder what the what the vax stats would
I
be.
Think you're good. Our friend Reed Galen, he flies into that airport, I'm almost positive, on a regular basis.
Is that where they're based out of?
Well, he happens to live just outside of Salt Lake City. I'm not going to give his address out.
Okay. Well, he might get a letter and say somebody's stealing the Lincoln Project, you know? 170 people on a network. They might be doing that type of thing.
I hope not.
But, yeah, but I mean, I'm starting now just to think about it. I just got my, my stuff together as far as this odyssey that we're having, and then we're going to be in open spaces. Oh, and let me throw in a little thing that I didn't realize, that they're actually so overcrowded in Yellowstone that they're closing parts of the park. Somebody, some neighbor shared that with us, that there's an overcrowding problem. Great. I've got a solution to that.
Yes.
My son has never seen Old Faithful. My wife has never seen Old Faithful, live and in person. I've never seen it. We're going to say F it if it's crappy.
Yes. Okay.
We'll just drive. You know, we'll see the next mall
next
or the next
time.
Highway.
That's next
the way
time.
It's going to be. Hey, I can see mountains from the car. That's the way I look at it.
Vacation is not meant to be stressful.
No, we're 2 nights in any one place, mm-hmm. hopping around, driving around, maybe going to a little cowboy show.
Yes, sir. Yeah. There's got to be a timber teen out there.
I'm going to shoot ye because you didn't get vaccinated. I'm shooting ye right now.
Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, I got a little Father's Day stuff, a couple of funny little things I want to share, and a sign-off for Conan. From Martin Short, one of the funniest people in the world, who did old-timey comedy on The Conan Show as he winds down his week. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills right here. You are listening to The Mike Romero Show.
Yo, I didn't come here to preach to you today. You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sake.
There is no God.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus. Who better than Christ?
Praise be to He.
We're crucifying someone tonight?
Daddy, you just threw Jesus across the room.
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I was in the sky with Jesus.
I was in the sky with Jesus. Isn't so, that special?
Brothers and sisters, it's the Reverend Twitch here preaching the truth. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your salvation of laughs. An extra uncensored show that delivers heavenly hilarity each and every week. Get a bonus show subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com and always remember,
how you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to Mike O'Mara.
Yes, it does. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. Your favorite athletes are always striving to put themselves in a winning position, and it's about time you do it too with MyBookie. At MyBookie.ag, you're set for victory with a host of great odds and prop bets to fill all your sports betting needs anytime, anywhere. Bet NBA and NHL playoffs daily, MLB games, and all the best in combat sports. So if you've been waiting for the right time, that time is now, right now. So make your winning move today. Sign up, use promo code TMOS, and receive an up to $1,000 bonus along with your first deposit at mybookie.ag. Again, that's promo code TMOS to claim your bonus, experience sports in a whole new light, and have a chance at some serious cash along the way. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Big fun all summer long. Just remember the TMOS code, and you can thank me later. That's mybookie.ag. Ka-ching. Oscar, before I get my little comedy clips here,
yes, sir,
which I'm trying to find, I want to ask you about the golf spot in D.C. Because down here, they're putting a thing together, which, if I'd been an investor type, I would have invested in it. Top Golf, where it's the indoor golf range.
Oh, yeah,
Top Golf's
all over this.
And we used to have it on the old radio station. Yeah. We did a lot of stuff with them. And it's really a fun
Top Golf, what are they top doing? Dollar.
What are they doing downtown? What's their thing down there?
Oh, God. You remember the front page? And Buffalo Billiards, like right off DuPont Circle in D.C., just, a bar district downtown. Right. Mm-hmm. You got Metro, you've got Connecticut Avenue, you've got, it's right up the street from our current Podville Media headquarters. And I've seen, and this is a renaissance of restaurants, and it's a good sign for the economy, as a lot of people took shots bets that the restaurants were going to come back, and they started building in February. They actually started building new restaurants. And I was shocked to see this. Where the front page currently is, and Buffalo Billiards, I'm sorry, where the front page was and Buffalo Billiards was, there's a new place called Swingers. And I knew it was some sort of golf joint. Because
bring your wife down
it
and
sounds,
have her get a little something from somebody else.
It sounds like of some sort of strip club, but it's not. It's golf themed. And yesterday, I got a chance to check it out. Somehow, I got into a soft opening with a few of the guys, and I walked into what was the premier. And I'm getting $0 for this, but they treat us so well.
Get them as an advertiser.
Agreed.
What was it exactly?
It was an indoor, state-of-the-art, something like Disney World, mini golf course. Like putt-putt on steroids with top-shelf liquor down in the bowels of a building. And it was awesome.
Was it mini golf or was it some golf simulators too? Was it just mini
golf? I went online because I had to figure that out. They had a couple upstairs. The bars were downstairs, so we went downstairs. Okay. Downstairs.
All right. So the bars were downstairs.
The simulators upstairs.
Because the simulators are cool for me because I hate mini golf, but I love the idea of getting to those automatic things.
Imagine taking little Michael and letting Carla and little Michael do their thing while you're doing your thing.
While daddy's doing his thing on his 8th Irish whiskey. Oh, you got a home one. Attaboy. That's fantastic. Is it a family type thing, even though it's got hooch? Is it cool?
You could probably go during the day and it's family. What was interesting is we first, like any other DC soiree, there's a lot of what you can't do in Washington, D.C., but when it comes to execution, not especially during a pandemic, not so much. As I walked up to the line just as a regular patron with some of the guys from work because we wanted to get something to eat, and we saw that they were finally open. We want to check it out. And they said to us, are you playing golf? We said, we're not here for golf. We're here for food and drinks.
Did the mini golf look in any way special? Was it different?
What was
special about it? Because mini golf is mini golf. It's a clown's mouth. It's got a little, you know, fake mountain made out of plastic and that type of stuff.
Seen your trashy putt-putts. I grew up with trashy putt-putts.
I got it.
There was actual care and true capital spent on building the windmill that was lit up that looked like it's somewhere that you're in Holland somewhere. Seeing the Washington.
Like you're in Holland somewhere.
Yes.
I feel like I'm overseas.
Yeah. It's a cosmopolitan city. Why not cosmopolitan mini golf with a cosmopolitan in your hand? Mm-hmm. And so we walk in, we have these masks that say Podville Media. We walk downstairs, and then the bartender goes, So what do you guys do at DC Brow? Like, it's a brewery. And I said, we don't work at DC Brow. We work at Podville Media. I was like, all right, what do you guys want? And I said,
Smart guy.
Do you want a card? He goes, no, everything's free. Everything's free all night. And I said, did I miss something? He goes, you're here for the soft opening, right? And Rob and Rick and I all looked at each other. And we said, yes, we are.
So you just stumbled into a soft opening that they were giving away free booze. So they thought
top
you were like players.
Booze.
That's exciting. It's like you hit the lottery. That's awesome.
I felt like I was someone again. It was awesome.
How many cocktails did you manage to slam down?
There was makers involved, a high level of makers. And then I said to Rob, I said, you know, a younger Oscar would say no at two drinks. And then he said, what does an older Oscar do? He gets his third drink, and hopefully this doesn't close down anytime soon.
So give him a plug. Did you get free
swingers?
Booze? Go ahead.
Swingers. Yeah,
and they
subscribe to what's probably not appropriate these days, but for both sexes, good-looking people all around. Smoke shows that are dressed like golf pros, and then guys in the back.
You mean the servers?
Yeah, the guys that have abs and look good and probably will just sleep with everybody's wives behind the bar.
What were the uniforms? What did they look like?
It just was, it's your casual, like, golf. Like, it felt like I was in Florida.
Sexy golf wear?
Not, it's D.C., so remember, you can only go so far. You can only go so far.
I know.
You can't have the short skirts, but you can have the pinstripe pants.
You know, we used to call a hot woman at Cocoonville Country Club. You know what we called a hot woman
there? What's that?
A guest. There you go. All right. Before we get out of here today, I wanted to share a couple of things. One of my favorite comedians in the world that my daughters loved and turned me on to, John Mulaney. We'll get to that in a second. But before we do that, this is the last week for Conan O'Brien. It's the last week for his show, and he's packing it in. I'm sure he'll do other stuff. He'll surface somewhere else. But Martin Short, who to me, modern day, is probably one of the great great talk show guests, and he commits, and he does the old-fashioned shtick, which I love so much. So this is, I think, from last night's Conan show, where you know, which nobody watches on TBS, but this is Martin Short guesting on Conan, and it was just Martin Short being very Martin Shorty. Let's take a listen.
My goodness, Conan, I have not seen you since the Capitol riots. You look fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, Martin. It's very nice.
You look like someone freeze-dried Prince Harry. you look great. Those freckles are benign, right?
Yes, everything's the freckles good? Are benign.
No, you're pale. You are pale. You look like if you bleached bleach. That's it. No, you look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And I'm excited to be here at eight more shows.
It's eight more. This is the end.
And who's your final guest? I'm assuming it's Jay Leno.
But that is great. That is great.
That's Martin Short. That to me, I mean, when he's on a talk show, forget it. I mean, nobody's going to be better than him. Now, this last clip, it's really not a Father's Day clip because there are a million hack comedians that are doing Father's Day shtick. But John Mulaney talks about his father, and this is what makes him a unique comedian. And if you're not a fan, I think you should be. This is him talking about dads, and we can all salute our dads with this.
My dad never hit us. My dad is a lawyer. And he was a debate team champion, so he would pick us apart psychologically. One time I was at the dinner table when I was like six, because I had to be. My dad goes, "How was school today?" I said, "It was good, but someone pushed Tyler off the seesaw." "And where were you?" "I was over on the bench." "And what did you do?" "Nothing, I was over on the bench." "But you saw what happened?" "Yeah, because I was over on the bench." "So you saw what happened and you did nothing?" "Yeah, because I was sitting over on the bench." Let me ask you this. In Nazi Germany, when people saw what the Nazis were doing and they did nothing, were those good people? "Oh, no, those are bad people. You gotta stop the Nazis." "But you saw what they were doing to Tyler and you did nothing because I was over on the bench." And then my dad said, "Just explain to me this. How are you better than a Nazi?" And then my mom said, "I made a salad with craisins," and the conversation ended.
I love that, man. John Mulaney, fantastic. Hey, good job, Pony. You did really good.
Yeah. Woo, I'm better than
proud
Rob.
Of you.
Good job.
Better than Rob. Listen, if you'd like Rob's job, we're taking letters. Send your cards and letters to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com and explain to him why you would do a better job than he does on a daily basis on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Send him a letter.
We got to get out of here. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, I want to remind everybody a week ahead of time, I'll be at Osprey. That's going to be in Spokane, Washington, Thursday afternoon, June 24th, from 4 till 6 p.m. Happy hour. Come out and hang with me and the fam. We'll be pouring Shirley Temple's down Michael's gullet. Osprey Restaurant and Bar features a heated patio, gluten-free and vegetarian options, plenty of free parking, and that's going to be, where is it? The 700 North Division in Spokane. See you there. Directions, menu, and more at OspreySpokane.com. That's a week from tomorrow, everybody.
Look for the top hat.
For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Ponyboy Matt Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara saying, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I am alive and kicking.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?